So, you say you're from Paris?
Said Mr. Battlecar, a big man with a bald head and a moustache. He looked at Passepartout carefully.
Yes, a true Parisian, from Paris,
replied Passepartout.
Well, you know how to make funny faces, then,
said Mr. Battlecar, smiling from the corners of his moustache. Passepartout did not understand what he meant.
Yes,
he said uncertainly.
Good, then you can start as a clown,
said Mr. Battlecar.
And then you can do other jobs if we need an extra man. You can look after the tigers, for example.
Passepartout was not very happy about this offer, but he needed the job. That night an acrobat was ill, and Passepartout had to take his place as part of a human pyramid. Passepartout was at the bottom of the pyramid, and he had to carry the weight of several men on his shoulders. The audience shouted out loudly, the drum sounded like a thunderstorm, and then the people in the pyramid fell to the floor like a pack of cards. What happened? Passepartout was running towards someone in the audience, someone he was very happy to see. It was his old employer, Phileas Fogg. But how did he get there? When Fogg and Mrs. Aouda arrived in Yokohama a week later, they spoke to the captain of the Carnatic and found Passepartout's name among the list of passengers, but his ticket only took him to Yokohama. Phileas Fogg and Mrs. Aouda wanted to find Passepartout before the ship left for its next destination, San Francisco. Inspector Fix, on the other hand, had no choice.